In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For our dear St. Augustine of Hippo, all his life was a continuous search. Even when he found God in the Catholic faith, he was not stuck. He was an inveterate walker. He always wanted to go deeper into his faith and share it with others. He had true apostolic zeal to convert those who were led astray by the paths of error. There were many Catholics who led a pagan life, and against them, our dear St. Augustine had much to fight and suffer. In the year 395, as a newly appointed bishop, he tried to uproot the custom of secular banquets held in honor of the dead in cemeteries. The parishioners also profaned the feast of St. Leontius, martyr and bishop of Hippo, patron saint of the city, celebrating the feast with abuses of food and drink inside the basilica itself. Despite the fact that Bishop Valerius had prohibited eating and drinking in the church, no one paid any attention. St. Augustine threw himself into battle and for 3 days gave 4 talks. St. Augustine wrote to St. Alpius of Thagast, "After your departure, I was informed that certain individuals had been in an uproar, protesting that they could not tolerate the suppression of the solemnity of St. Leontius, which they call Laetitia, or joy. They try in vain to mask the name of drunkenness. They already announced the protest when you were present. I had to speak of dogs and pigs, trying to force the rebels to be ashamed of their customs and impertinent barking against the precepts of God. I also spoke of their dedication to carnal pleasure. The conclusion tended to make them see how shameful it was to perform within church walls or under the name of religion what they could not long do within their homes. These warnings were received with pleasure, but since the attendance was small, it did not solve the important matter. And when those present spoke outside about the homily, they found many contradictors. The next day, I drew attention, raising the problem of drunkenness, and spoke to them about how much more reason and anger of our Lord would have banished the always clumsy drunkenness from the temple when he thus banished the illicit trade of traditional sacrifices. I will unmask as long as time allows the sin of drunkenness with texts from St. Paul the Apostle, and I warned that not even honest and sober banquets should be celebrated in the church. I made them consider how disgraceful and regrettable it was that they not only lived privately on the fruits of the flesh, but wished to deprive the church of its honor and fill the entire wide space of this great basilica with mobs of gluttons and drunkards, relying on an alleged authorization. In the end, it wasn't my tears that caused theirs, because I confess that while I was talking, they started crying, and I couldn't help crying too. The next day, in the morning, seeing that everyone with the same feeling expressed goodwill and repudiated the bad habit, I exhorted them to attend the divine reading in the afternoon to celebrate the feast with greater purity and sincerity. In the afternoon, the attendance was higher. The talk was brief to give thanks to God. Meanwhile, we heard in the basilica the rumor of the customary banquets celebrated by the heretics. There, they continued to drink during the time of our services. I had to state that the beauty of the day was highlighted by the contrast of the night, and I exhorted them to desire spiritual things and to taste how gentle the Lord is. Referring to the heretics, I told the people that they were to be pitied. Precisely, in one of the talks that Augustine preached in January of the year 404, we see the effort he made to reform the veneration of the martyrs, to abolish dances and banquets in their tombs. And he, at the same time, took the measure that men and women were separated at these events to avoid improper actions. Many Christians were ashamed to publicly say, "I am a Christian." That is why St. Augustine of Hippo affirms, "There are those who criticize others, but you, O Christian, do not fear or hide your good works for fear. Those who rebuke you, what do they say to you? Here is a great apostle." Where do you come from? And you are afraid to answer from the church, so that they do not answer you? Are you not ashamed, bearded man, to go where widows and old women go? Because you do not hear such things, you are afraid to say, I was in church. Are you ashamed of what is worthy of glorification? They are not ashamed of their clumsiness, and you are ashamed of something glorious? St. Augustine's life as bishop was not easy. His diocese was not a lake of calm and crystal clear waters. There were many outstanding problems. St. Augustine of Hippo had a fight to the death against heretics. He had to solve many problems that came his way. Let's hear some. Being a priest, he had to suffer a serious calumny. Bishop Valerius asked the primate of Numidia to consecrate St. Augustine as bishop, and the primate refused, because he had believed the calumnies that St. Augustine's enemies had told him. They told him that by distributing some pieces of blessed bread to a lady, he had cast a love spell on her with the approval of her husband. During the Council of Carthage in the year 393, the other bishops asked the primate for evidence of his accusation, and not having it, the primate recognized his guilt and asked for forgiveness. A serious problem occurred in the years 422 and 423, when the civil authorities, despite calling themselves Catholic, gave permission for the slave trade to take place in the ports. These slaves were free people, peasants from North Africa, men, women, and children, who were kidnapped and then sold on the estates of Italy and southern France. The kidnappers were in gangs, dressed in military uniform. Many of them passed through Hippo, carrying columns of captives, to take them to the ships docked in the port. St. Augustine of Hippo tells us in the letter to St. Alpius of Thagaste, in letter number 10 of the letters discovered in 1981, I, even if I wanted to, could not make a list of all the crimes committed by the slave traders here in Africa. I will give you just one example by which you can judge what is happening across Africa and along its shores. About 4 months ago, there were people brought from different places, especially from Numidia, to be deported from the port of Hippo. This was done by the Galatians, since it is they alone who, out of greed, engage in such business. A member of our church was alerted to this, and knowing our policy to help with money in such circumstances, he tried to contact us. In those days, I was not in Hippo, but immediately our faithful released 120 people, some from the ship where they were already embarked, others from the prisons where they were kept hidden before being shipped. Of these released, about 5 or 6 had been sold by their parents. But the authorities received juicy profits and turned a blind eye, despite the denunciations of different bishops. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.